Good morning. I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. The New Mexico Mission of Mercy will hold a two-day free dental and medical clinic on Friday, May 3rd and Saturday, May 4th at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Emily Guerra spoke with event chair Dr. Michael Law, a volunteer dentist and member of the New Mexico Dental Association Foundation. Law says they plan to provide service to nearly 1,000 patients.
We travel around the state every 18 months, and we host these clinics. For instance, last year it was up in Albuquerque. Last time it was down here in Las Cruces was in 2012. We see anybody that's willing to wait in line. It's a first-come, first-served type basis, and we'll be performing any procedures from dental fillings, dental cleanings, dental extractions, limited dentures, flippers, which are like party teeth, and those type things, limited root canals. But this is the first year we're going to be having a medical component to it, which will be a mini urgent care style clinic, things that don't require direct follow-up, but they'll also be doing diabetes counseling and screening, high blood pressure counseling and screening, and those type things. It's open to anyone and willing to wait in line, regardless of socioeconomic status. Again, if they're willing to wait in line, we're going to see them.
So a lot of the people that do come to these clinics, have they ever been to a dentist before?
Some yes and some no. It's a great mixture across the socioeconomic scale. We get those that are homeless all the way up to those that are higher end. Now, I will tell you the majority of the people that we do see are that lower middle class, upper lower class, those that don't qualify for government assistant benefits and those that can't afford going to see a dentist on their own. That's the bulk of the people that we see.
So New Mexico is the 15th state out of 35 states in the country who participate in this National Mission of Mercy program.
Correct. And it's put on by a group, and they go around the country, and they are the ones that supply us the dental chairs, equipment, et cetera. And each state is responsible for essentially hosting their own event, and they get to make up the rules and guidelines and what procedures are done, et cetera. So in the state of New Mexico, that's why we're able to add the medical component and not just do the dental component.
So this event was founded here in New Mexico.
The New Mexico Dental Association Foundation was established in 2005. This particular event, they started at about 2011, and that was in Albuquerque. And then in 2012, it was down here. The following year, in 13, it was up in Farmington, and then it went to Rio Rancho, Santa Fe, back to Albuquerque last year, and now it's back to here.
And how long have you been participating?
Since the original.
And about how many dentists do we get involved?
About 125 to 150.
And they're all from New Mexico here?
The majority are from New Mexico. We actually have some that travel from out of state to the event. We've had some that have come from Kansas, others that have come up from Texas, down from Colorado, et cetera. Our state dental board allows out-of-state dentists that are licensed in other states to come in, and then they get a temporary licensure for just this event.
I understand you need over 1,000 volunteers?
That's correct. It takes at least 1,000 volunteers to put it on and make it run smoothly. The big thing is financial. It costs about $250,000 to put this event on, and we're going to produce roughly $900,000 to $1 million in over the two-day period. So if you've got your calculators out, that's about a 4-to-1 rate of return. And as you're very well aware, down in this part of the state, in this part of the country, the economics are a little bit lower. So that's where we're struggling right now, is trying to get some financial help. So anybody that's willing to donate, whether that be individuals or corporations, they can go to www.nmdentalfoundation.org. And there's a link on there to donate. And then we also need volunteers, obviously. It takes about 1,000 people to volunteer, and they can go to that same website, and there's a blue link on there that says volunteer. They click on that, and then they can choose which shifts they would like to work. The setup is going to be May 2nd. We need help with that, and that's at the Las Cruces Convention Center again. And then Friday, Saturday, May 3rd and 4th are the actual clinic days, and then Sunday would be tear down. The majority of the volunteers we need are on that Friday, Saturday.
Besides setting up and tearing down, you need translators?
We need translators, and we need patient escorts. So regardless if you have a history in medical or dental field, as I tell people, if you can push a broom, we could use you. If you're willing to talk to people and greet them, we can use you. The bulk of our volunteers are what we call patient escorts. We don't allow anybody to go throughout the clinic, again, at the convention center, without somebody kind of steering them in the right direction. We do that for security reasons, but we also do that because it makes everything run a lot smoother. So that's the bulk of the need, but we also need quite a few translators. During the clinic days, volunteers do need to be over the age of 18, but on the setup and teardown days, high school age kids are more than welcome to help us out.
The doors open at 5:15 in the morning. Do people start lining up since real early?
It is not uncommon at these events for people to camp out a day or two before.
The entire interview with Dr. Michael Locke can be heard tomorrow at 5 p.m. during Fronteras at KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and on Puentes at krwg.org.